Hello and welcome to the A80s Microcourse podcast on ownership of books and records. My name is Ayo Salam and members and practice compliance manager at A80. Ownership of books and records. Why is this an issue? From the conduct and compliance point of view, most of the complaints we receive about A80 members and practice focus on issues of books and records. This relates to clients demanding the return of certain documents they believe are theirs, whilst the accountant wants to hold on to such documents. The rules concerning the ownership of books and records as between a client and a professional person engaged by the client is driven mainly from a combination of statute law and case law. Generally, where you do not own documents and records created in the course of acting for a client, they will be deemed to belong to the client. You may then ask the question, who owns what? When determining whether documents and records belong to the member or the client, the following considerations are relevant. Number one, the nature of the agreement with the client as evidenced in your letter of engagement. Number two, the capacity in which you act in relation to the client. Number three, the purpose of which the documents and records exist or are brought into being under local law. As a general rule, where you are acting as a principal and not as an agent in relation to the client, only documents brought into existence by you on the specific instructions of the client belong to the client. Documents which you prepared, acquired solely for your own purposes as a principal, belong to you. At times, however, you may be acting as an agent for a client, in which case any documents will generally belong to the client. Just to explain that, if the client instructs you to prepare some tax returns, the client has given you invoices and receipts, those documents belong to the client. The calculations which you produce on behalf of the client also belong to the client. However, your working papers belong to you. What do you need to do in that situation? As long as you have given the client the basis of a computation, then you will have discharged your responsibility under the law. Now, some examples. You've just taken on a new client and their previous accountant won't release some documents as there is a dispute over fees. What should you do? This is not an uncommon situation at all. Many accountants and clients will end the business relationship due to a dispute. And in most cases, this will be about the fees being charged by the accountant. Where you are unable to access information from an existing accountant on behalf of a client, there are a number of things you could do. One, you need to ensure that the client is aware of the difficulties you're facing. You need to also consider whether or not you are able to assist the client without such information being released by the previous accountant. In some cases, it is possible to get copies of documents from HMRC. However, this could be a lengthy process. Where your clients won't pay the fees or the fees is disputed, you may have a right to withhold certain books and records in exercising a right of lien. The issue of lien is a complex one and a legal principle which should not be approached lightly. Whilst AAT members in general have a right to exercise a lien over clients' books and records for unpaid fees, you should consider whether or not there are other ways you can claim for your fees without withholding the client's books and records. This is because the right of lien cannot be exercised on certain books, for example, documents which the client has a legal duty to produce, for example, company's house documents, annual returns. You may wonder then, do clients have a right to be given copies of your working papers? The answer to that is no. However, you must ensure that you have given the clients the information contained in such working papers. So, when you are producing accounts on behalf of a client, you must ensure that the client clearly has access to the basis of your computations. If you decide to chase an outstanding fee through the courts, what can you do or how can you do this? AAT will respect your rights to chase your outstanding fees through any legal methods available to you. If you decide to go through the courts, that in itself will not be evidence of misconduct. However, you must ensure that you treat such clients fairly. You must have issued invoices to such client, and the invoice must remain unpaid as at the date of the court action. If you are able to satisfy this requirement, then you will have a right to chase your unpaid fees through any legal methods available to you. To find more information about the issue of books and records, the AAT has produced fact sheets on ownership of books and records, which is available through the MIP Toolkit section of the website. Thank you for listening.